Doctor, will you tell these fools I'm not crazy? Make them listen to me before it's too late. Listen to me. Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm your host, James Ryan, and on today's episode of the podcast, I am talking Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 1956. This is the original. This is not the 1978 Donald Sutherland one, which is a very, very famous ending, a movie that people talk about, again, mostly because of that ending. Donald Sutherland gives a great performance. I've always wanted to check out the original, so I was able to do that this week. And I have to say I had a pretty good time with this one. There's quite a bit going on. It's based on a short story that came out just maybe 1954, 1955. And it tells the story of what people are meant to presume is, I guess, an alien species that comes to Earth and basically starts copying people and stealing their consciousness. So it's a really, really neat idea. People are basically born out of these pods, these plants, or these copies are, I should say. And then once the duplicate comes out of the pod, it basically steals the consciousness of that person when they fall asleep. And so you basically just have to stay awake, but if you fall asleep, you are just absolutely done for. Some of the logic in this movie doesn't quite work, or it's just not explained, and it's really kind of hard to figure out exactly what the rules are with this and how it works. I just, like I said, I think the idea is neat. I should have looked up and I should know the author of the short story, but I think that that idea he was able to come up with is really, really neat. And yes, there were things like this or stories and movies like this before this came out. But this just handles it really, really well. I can't remember what town the story takes place in, but it takes place in this town. It follows this doctor. His high school sweetheart moves back to the town. And it's basically them trying to go around the town with a couple of family friends, solving this mystery of why there are these duplicates of people or why people are acting strangely. It basically plays like a giant Twilight Zone episode. And I'm a huge, huge fan of the original Twilight Zone series. And so I was in for this. Yes, there are things that are very, okay, this is from the 50s. You have blatant sexism, just very, very present here. And yeah, it's of its time. And if you have watched a lot of movies from this time period, you know kind of what you're in for. You just have to roll with it. Yes, it does not hold up if you look at modern movies, but it as a time capsule and kind of just looking at it as a time period piece or when it came out, I think it is really quite effective still. Some of the practical effects here are really, really neat. And yeah, especially for the 50s, it's really quite well done. The acting and the script are what they are. But this one, like I said, this movie is pretty fun. I don't have too much else to say about it. I really liked where it went. It was kind of just zany and crazy and just like you twists and turns to a certain extent, not like twists and turns like, oh, you think it's one thing and then it's the other, but just like in terms of excitement and in terms of just like, oh, now we're going here. You're rooting for the characters to get out of the situation, but you realize the situation is kind of hopeless as you get closer towards the end. So I would definitely recommend checking out the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I don't remember anything about the 1978 version except for the very, very memorable ending. Do not just search up Invasion of the Body Snatchers on YouTube because you will probably get a little spoiler on that ending. But would definitely recommend checking it out. I think that's going to do it for today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be back tomorrow talking about Wreck.